On a recent Saturday morning in Scottsboro, about an hour south of the Tennessee line, there was a winter ski sale. This sale is a big deal for the Unclaimed Baggage Center. So big, 28-year-old Casey Anderson drove more than 300 miles from Crestview, Florida. He snagged a lot of snowboarding gear.
I got two boards, a helmet, some goggles, and some boots. That's really all I needed.
The discounts were steep.
Yeah, I'd say for two boards and everything, about $250, $300.
How much would that be if you bought it new?
Oh, man, that would be a grand, easy, yeah.
Anderson says it was a deal even after you factored in the cost of the Airbnb he got in Huntsville the night before, so he could be one of the first ones in the door. And there were dozens more like him. People even camped out in the parking lot for this special annual sale. Jennifer Smith arrived at the Unclaimed Baggage Center with her mother at 6 a.m. 2 hours later, she moves in with the crowds and starts piling jackets over her arm. Her strategy?
Grabbing stuff and then I'm going to go back and go through it and put back what I don't want. So, yeah.
Smith's mother, Kathy Hill, stands off to the side with the shopping cart piled high with probably 30 name brand coats.
I'm just doing the tag team. She gets it and I hold it.
You're not doing the shopping.
No, not letting her.
You're guarding the loot.
I'm guarding the loot.
Hill says she cannot believe her daughter got her out of bed at 5 a.m. for this, for the third year in a row. Like Black Friday for many shoppers, it's an event. Brenda Cantrell is brand ambassador for the Unclaimed Baggage Center.
We've been holding a year's worth of product to roll out on this day.
The company has been in business about 50 years, and it offers thousands of items at 20 to 80% off suggested retail. Every one of those items was, at some point, in someone's lost luggage. And people travel with weird stuff. Cantrell takes me through some of it.
You know, we have these antlers, a taxidermied frog, a sitar.
There's a backbone, probably something a doctor or a chiropractor took to a conference. And then there's this ugly Christmas sweater with two neck holes.
Oh my gosh.
Two people wear it, but it's one sweater.
It's a tandem sweater.
The Unclaimed Baggage Center has exclusive contracts with all the major U.S. airlines to buy luggage that isn't claimed within 90 days. The company buys that luggage sight unseen. Unclaimed Baggage Center won't disclose how much it makes from the sales. John Strong teaches finance at the College of William & Mary. He says most retailers don't want in on this.
They wouldn't know what they were buying. And so for traditional retailers, that's not a very attractive proposition.
But a couple things have made business a little tougher for the Unclaimed Baggage Center. First, baggage handling fees discourage some people from checking their bags in the first place. And second, airlines have gotten better at tracking bags, so they lose fewer of them. But Cantrell, the brand ambassador, says even if it is just a tiny percent of baggage that gets lost, millions of people fly each year. And she says that's enough to keep the Unclaimed Baggage Center in business. And whatever items it can't sell, the company donates. Gigi Duban, WBHM,